The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum opened this week in Springfield, Illinois. It's already been hailed and assailed, as most bold things are, as a sparkling display that instills a sense of Mr. Lincoln's brooding genius and dazzling complexity, and an expensive circus stunt that makes President Lincoln into a cartoon character, which is no insult to a man who made his life as a professional politician. There are full-scale recreations of his White House quarters, the prairie log cabin in which he was born, and a sound and light show that tells the story of the Civil War in 4 minutes. The North wins. Oh, sorry to give away the ending. Richard Norton Smith, the museum's director, says, "We're lucky with Lincoln. There's no widow or children around to tell us we did it wrong." The Lincoln Library and Museum has already made Springfield into more of a tourist destination. I'm withholding my reaction until I get a chance to see the museum, which I'm eager to do. But as a son of Illinois, I notice from a distance that something is already missing. The museum does not serve corn dogs. Corn dogs, in the classic recipe, an Oscar Mayer wiener rolled in flour and deep fried, are Springfield's other contribution to America's character. They were reportedly invented by Ed Wallmeyer in 1949 at Springfield's Cozy Dog Restaurant along Route 66 and took off from there. I asked our researchers to come up with any competing claims for inventing the corn dog. They found none. Apparently, Springfield can claim the honor of the corn dog, and 40 minutes or so after eating one, the blame. The corn dog became a staple at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield as much for its portability as its piquance. The corn dog emancipated fairgoers, as Mr. Lincoln might put it, to eat on their feet as they strolled between livestock shows and Ferris wheel rides. Nowadays, though, to be contemporary and diet conscious, some state fairs serve sushi. I've covered quite a few conflicts. I have never known anxiety such as I did while eating sushi at the Illinois State Fair and wondering, can they really get fresh raw yellowtail tuna in Springfield? Now, in these times of growing concern about obesity, the corn dog can survive only if it can manage to reposition itself as not just a snack, but a Midwestern cultural artifact. This is where the Lincoln Library may help. 216 years ago, Ed Wallmeyer brought forth in the center of the country a new snack food, conceived in a diner and dedicated to the proposition that anything tastes better fried. Now we are engaged in a great civil debate testing whether that snack, or any snack so conceived and fried, can long endure.
Hot dog, I'ma let you take all of my life. A hot dog, I'm gonna let you take all of my life.
Don't say the same thing twice. Yeah, y'all. All of my gold.